Good evening. It is time to start our worship services for tonight. Tonight is the first Wednesday of February, so we're going to be having our singing night this evening. And we're going to read from 1 John chapter 4, starting in verses 7. We're going to read through verse 11. And there's three main points that I feel that are made very clearly here and that I would like to emphasize on for tonight and that our songs would be kind of centered around. So 1 John chapter 4, beginning in verse 7. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is from God. And whoever loves has been born of God and knows God. Anyone who does not love does not know God, because God is love. In this, the love of God was made manifest among us, that God sent His only Son into the world so that we might live through Him. In this love, not that we loved God, but that He loved us and sent His Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. Our first section of songs will be centered around the idea that God is love, coming from 1 John chapter 4, verses 7 through 8, and Mr. Daniel Hooten will be doing those songs for us.
First song will be number 412 out of the large songbook, God is Love.
Come, let us all unite to sing, God is love. Let heaven and earth their praises ring, God is love. Let every soul from sin away, each in his heart rebuke it may.
23 out of the large songbook. Great is thy faithfulness. Out of the supplement, Faithful Love.
Thank you.
Our next section of songs is going to be centered around more of the focus that God loves us and that He has made effort and He has shown us His love in ways that we do not deserve. And before Mr. Eric gets up here to lead those songs, I'm going to read 1 John 4, verses 9 through 10 to center our minds around this idea. And then again, we're going to read verse 19. In this, the love of God was made manifest among us, that God sent His only Son into the world that we might live through Him. In this is love, not that we have loved God, but that He loved us and sent His Son to be the propitiation for our sins. In verse 19, we love because He first loved us.
How deep the Father's love.
Come to earth and to the other.
65 in the small song book, Oh, How He Loves You and Me. Number 65.
Of songs, I will read 1 John chapter 4 and verse 11 and verse 21. Not very much to read, but it says, Beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. And in verse 21, it says, And this commandment we have from him, whoever loves God must also love his brother. This section of songs will be focused around brotherly love and our sharing in fellowship with God's love and how we are to use our love to help one another, to help others around us, and to show the world God's love through us. Mr. David.
Number 64 in the supplement, The Greatest Commands.
Yeah.
next song is Where Love Is in the Home, number 308 in the large hymnal.
Thank you.
The next song will be number 394, Love One Another, number 394. We'll sing the verses just a little bit slower and then pick it up on the chorus for each verse.
So angry words of life and never from the tongue of bridal slip. May the heart that impulse ever check the merit flow of live. Love one another, the faith of angels, children obey the Father's blessed command. Love one another.
We'll sing number 302, Blessed Be the Tie, number 302. Invitation song will be number 272, Jesus the Loving Shepherd.
If you would please turn again to 1 John chapter 4. Before I get started, I just want to thank Mr. Reagan for the opportunity to do the invitation. This is my first time to do an invitation, so pretty excited about it. And I just want to say thank you, Mr. Reagan. And if you're in 1 John chapter 4, we're going to be in verses 7 through 8 here for a minute. Right now we're going to be focusing on the subject, God is love. After that, we'll focus again on God loves you, or God loves us. And then after that, we'll focus again on the brotherly love portion. And all love comes from God. God is the source of love. He is the definer of love. And everything is empty without God, because God is love, just like it says in verses 7 through 8. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is from God. And whoever loves has been born of God and knows God. Anyone who does not love does not know God, because God is love. If God is love, and we have love in our hearts, it means we have God in our hearts, and it works both ways. If we really want to obey God and do His commandments, and we have the will of God in our hearts, that means we have love, and we know how to love. God loves us. Verses 9 through 10 tell us that in this, the love of God was made manifest among us, that God sent His only Son into the world so that we might live through Him. In this love, not that we have loved God, but that He loved us and sent His Son to be the propitiation for our sins. God's love was manifested by what He did, not by what we did, in sending Christ to earth to live as a man, to die and to ascend to heaven, making us His children if we become a part of the body of Christ. 1 John 3 and verse 1 says, "See what kind of love the Father has given to us, that we should be called children of God, and so we are. The reason the world does not know us is because it did not know Him." The world did not know God. The world did not know Christ, and it is because they did not want to accept the things that He taught. People are stubborn. As Christians, we are children of God, and the reason the world will not know us, the reason it does not know us, is because it did not know God. It's our job to share the love that God has shown to us, to the world. If I share with the world the love that God has given to me, I also have to share that with my brother as well. So, with that being said, we are to love our brothers and our sisters in Christ. Verse 11 of chapter 4 says, "Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought to love one another." Verse 21 again, we're going to read, "And this commandment we have from Him, whoever loves God must also love his brother." It's a commandment. It's non-negotiable. That is something that we are required to do. And I talked with Mr. Reagan while we were preparing for this invitation, and we talked about how it might not be laying down your life, as 1 Corinthians 13, verse 1 says. It might be something as small as just lending a hand where your brother needs it, day-to-day type things. It's not a life-ending situation all the time. Something that is so easy, something that we can comprehend, seems so far-fetched, so hard for us to do. 1 John 4, verses 20 through chapter 5 and verse 3 tell us that if anyone says, "I love God," and hates his brother, he is a liar. For he who does not love his brother whom he has seen cannot love God whom he has not seen. And this commandment we have from Him, whoever loves God must also love his brother. Everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ has been born of God, and everyone who loves the Father loves whoever has been born of him. By this, we know that we love the children of God, when we love God and obey his commandments, for this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not burdensome. If we love the Lord, we love his people. If we love his children, we obey his commandments. It tells us here that his commandments are not burdensome. His commandments are not something that we should hear or that we should see and shrink from the responsibility because it's a burden to us or because it's an inconvenience. For those of us who are Christians, what does this mean? It means that we are loved. Sometimes in the world, it's easy to feel alone. It's easy to feel like there's no one there for you or that you are not loved. But God loves you. Your brothers and sisters in Christ love you. We're commanded to love our brethren, and there's an effort that has to be made there, just like God sending Christ to die on the cross for our sins. I hope that this is a reminder to all of us who are a member of the church that we are to love. And that is so important, to love one another. 1 John chapter 3, 16 through 18 tells us, by this we know love, that he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brothers, for our brothers. But if anyone has the world's goods and sees his brother in need, yet closes his heart against him, how does God's love abide in him? Little children, let us love in word or talk, but in deed and in truth. If you're not a Christian, a few things for you to know as well. You are loved by God, but there's something so much more substantial to life. There's so much more to be gained. You can have the love of God and his family. You can love God back and be made his child. You can come to know God and to abide in his love. I hope this shows you the importance of love. I hope it shows you the importance of a family who loves you too. 1 John 4, verses 15 through 19. Say, whoever confesses that Jesus is the Son of God, God abides in him, and he in God. So we have come to know and to believe that the love God has for us. God is love, and whoever abides in love abides in God, and God abides in him. You can have no fear of torment. You can have no fear of hell. When you love God, when you confess Jesus, and when you obey his commandments. Do you love God? Do you have a relationship with God? If not, you can come to him. You can come to love God. And you can be a part of his family if you come, be baptized as we stand to sing.